750 people filled meeting rooms along Lake Huron demanding that structures be built along the St. Clair River to hold water in Lake Huron and raise the levels. International Joint Commission spokesman John Nevin says they'll use this testimony for their study on the health of the Upper Great Lakes ecosystem.
So you've got folks worried about low levels on Lake Huron, especially on the Canadian side. It's very rocky, and they've got docks and things that have become useless because of low levels, and they've had wetlands that have been damaged by low water. So they're really interested in raising water levels.
The problem is, if Lakes Huron and Michigan get the controls they're asking for, Lake Superior could be hurt by high water levels, flooding, and shoreline erosion.
If you were to hold water back in the St. Clair River to raise Michigan Huron, then you don't have the option of letting water out of Lake Superior through the gates and the dams at Sault Ste. Marie. So to the extent that levels are higher downstream, you lose options upstream.
The International Joint Commission is compiling a report to be released next year on ways to regulate Great Lakes water levels. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.